From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
If you look at the benefits to the United States or to Germany of free trade around the world, it is indisputable that it has made our economy stronger. It has made sure that our businesses are the most competitive in the world.
The United States and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. U.S. officials say President Barack Obama will announce Monday that he is sending as many as 250 U.S. troops to Syria to help fight Islamic State militants. He is expected to make the announcement in Hanover, Germany. The extra U.S. forces will include medical and intelligence personnel. Defense Secretary Ash Carter recently announced the deployment of a similar number of additional U.S. troops to Iraq. Preliminary results show the candidate of Austria's Anti-Immigration Freedom Party winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote. The lead by Norbert Hofer is widely viewed as reflecting rising voter alarm over Europe's migrant influx. Freedom beat five rivals, including nominees of the governing coalition. Austria appears headed for a runoff election May 23rd. Preliminary vote tallies in Serbia show the coalition of pro-European parties led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić sweeping to a landslide victory in general elections. This is VOA News.